righty, here we go. Another weekend of conversation. Why do I feel like I'm yelling over this, Michael? Yeah, that's much better. How about we call the doctor and find out if he's there? And guess what happens when you call 888-553-7536? You will find, yes, the doctor, not just any doctor, but the doctor is on call. You make the call, and then he makes the call, if you know what I mean. He's going to listen to you, he being Dr. Ken Kronhaus, listen to your story, and he'll make the call on, or the judgment, if you will, on what he thinks you ought to be doing. And if it's something that he really thinks you should be taking care of right away, he'll say it. He won't say it as if it were the end of the world, but he'll let you know, do something about it now. I might underscore by saying, get off your butt and get to the emergency room. However, we have different styles, and he's the expert. I practice without a license. He's got a bunch of them. 888-553-7536. I've been practicing on the radio for a long time, and there's no license required. Nothing. Doug Steffen with...
Don't say that too loud.
What? And what happens to me if I... someone's going to have to... There'll be some legislation. Make sure all radio hosts have a license so we can track them. Let's give them a monitoring device.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, we got all of that stuff going. Anyway, let's get to some of the issues this week. More adults in our country over the age of 44, and I guess actually younger from what looks like in this study, are at risk of stroke. Why would that be, Ken? Is this danger time?
Well, this is a good warning, and let me just give you the background, and then I'll give some of the reasons why I think this is quite true. And this is out of the medical journal Neurology this week. The United States hospital discharges for stroke, Doug, among American adults ages 15 to 44. These are young people, increased from 23% to 53% from the mid-1990s to the mid-2000s. So over a 10-year period, there's an increase of 23% to 53% of the people having a stroke. About 85% of all strokes are ischemic. These are caused by blockages that block blood flow to the brain as opposed to an explosion of the vessel. Those are called hemorrhagic strokes for those people wanting to go to medical school. Risk factors include high blood pressure, diabetes, and here you go, obesity, abnormal cholesterol levels, congenital heart disease, and smoking. And you ask me what is at the bottom of this, and I think all over this is the obesity epidemic. You go anywhere outside in America today, look around, and unfortunately, people are just getting bigger.
Bigger. Is that bigger and not better? It's probably under the circumstances.
Well, we're not getting taller.
No. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougsteffen.com.
And may I say,
yeah.
I would estimate that many of these strokes are preventable, if not most of them. And that is by...
Isn't that the case with all strokes, though? No matter what age, are you living the right life and eating the right foods, you're not going to have a stroke, right?
Well, you can delay it. Sometimes it's inevitable, but, you know, it'd be a lot nicer to get it in your 90s than in your 30s. But getting down to ideal body weight, eating a healthy diet, as you were saying, after the doctor says it's okay, exercising. Obviously, don't smoke, and check your blood pressure. I think every household in America should have a home blood pressure monitor, an upper arm device. Use it, rest for 15 minutes, and check it, and make sure that blood pressure is under control. And we're going to talk this week also about a story where so much of blood pressure is not under good control, and it's not even diagnosed, and it's probably involves at least a third of American adults. So make sure that blood pressure is under good control. Get your blood sugar checked. You want to avoid diabetes. Know your numbers, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your blood glucose, and also your numbers on your weight. That's so important. Everybody should know four numbers: blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, and your weight. And
know them as in have them handy by or have them in your head.
have them in your head, keep track of them, make sure they're in the normal range. If you're not sure, ask me, ask any doctor, ask a nurse, and make sure that those are under control. And that's the magic of preventing all this havoc. Stroke is the number one disabler of Americans. I think that I listen to my patients. You know, I've been practicing cardiology for over 25 years in Central Florida. I've been a doctor for over 35 years. I'm losing track. And I hear this every week, that patients, my friends, family, what they're most concerned about is having a stroke.
Really? I'm most concerned about not being able to talk, and that could come from having a stroke, I suppose.
Well, what's the most common cause of that?
There you go. It happened to my father. However, I'm living a different life than he did, and sometimes that's all the difference in the world. One of the things, I offer this as a suggestion, but perhaps a very positive suggestion. I just dug out all the things that I'm going to eat while I'm on the air with Dr. Ken this morning. They include, but are not limited to, several varieties of grapes, cherries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, yogurt, green melon. What was the other thing I pulled out of the refrigerator? And those are the sorts of things that every day while I'm on the air, that's what I'm eating.
Your comment about your greatest concern about not being able to, just think about Dick Clark.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened to him. And he wasn't a heavy guy. But I wonder whether he took good enough. See, with you, I rely on you. Not that I depend on you, because you can't depend on anybody else. You depend on yourself. It's your body. Not Dr. Ken's body, not my body, but your body. So you should know all those numbers and then some, and you ought to be having every year a good physical. And that means not somebody who's just going through the numbers.
Let me give out a hint. Next time, because I can't believe how many patients tell me this, the next time you go to the doctor and they examine you and put their stethoscope on your heart and your back to listen to your lungs, demand, in a nice way, be polite to your doctor. They have a hard job. Mm-hmm. But demand that your doctor, in a nice way, listens to your neck. Put the stethoscope on your neck. How many people have been to the doctor and never had the doctor listen to the neck? Next time you go, ask.
And that is great in terms of storytelling. Many people who know me and listen to the program Monday through Friday know of the story of Edgar, who was the man that ran my farm for 14 years, same age as me, in very good shape, never went to the doctor, didn't want to go to the doctor, didn't like the doctor. When I'd send him, I sent him to a chiropractor for a year, and he just didn't like having his bones manipulated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Allergic to the doctor. It's a
didn't
common,
like
the common...
And this is an educated guy, University of Pennsylvania, had a degree in architecture.
My alma mater.
Smart. He's very smart, very smart, practical guy, but didn't want to go to the doctor. He died as a result of not doing what Ken just told you to do. He had blocked carotid arteries, and his, you know, basically one of them exploded in his sleep, and that was the end of him. He's, again, same age as me. So you don't want that to be the case. As bad as health care is in this country, you still need to insist, because that's your right to insist, on the numbers Ken's suggesting. But get a good blood test and be familiar with your blood work.
Don't press too hard on your neck. You know, don't go feeling for your pulse in your neck. Don't press on it. Just have a doctor gently listen with the stethoscope. And if you have these risk factors that we're talking about, wouldn't be a bad idea to get an ultrasound.
Yeah. That's what you give me every year. You listen, you do the ultrasound all over my body and know what's going on. And we've had I don't know if it's concern, but you know what is the, there's some blockage in my carotid arteries.
We keep an eye on
that. But it's been pretty much the same since I started coming to see you, I think, hasn't it?
Because we've been keeping track of your numbers.
Right. All right, so there's the word to the wise. A lot of information from a man who knows. He treats cardiology. It is his passion. He treats people who have problems. But that's the practice of cardiology. And if you want to see Ken, if you're in the southeastern part of the country and you'd like to be in contact with him or anywhere in the country, there are a lot of people who come from all over the country, all around the world to see Ken. His local number in mid-Florida is 352-735-1400, or maybe it's easier for you to remember, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, or 352-735-1400 for Lake Cardiology in the Orlando area. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, at your service, on your side at 888 888- 1-800-553-7536. We'll start taking your calls in a few moments. In the meantime, if you have thinning hair, there is a medical condition that creates that, but then there's a way to fix the problem, and it's not frustrating. It's pretty easy, Ken.
Exactly. Knowing how you look, feeling good about how you look is so important for good health and good mental health. Ladies and gentlemen, people continue to send these awesome reviews about Provia Natural Hair Thinning Therapy every single day. Here's a beautiful report from Marilyn. Marianne wrote, "I've always had thin hair, but it got worse with age. I tried Provia, and now I look in the mirror, and I can't see my scalp anymore. I've wanted to feel this way for years. Now I don't worry about going out. Doesn't even matter if it's windy anymore. I love Provia. Provia is all natural, and it works for both men and women. And yes, it's perfectly safe for colored or treated hair. Even if you've had thinning hair for years, you don't have to anymore. Try Provia today. It's absolutely risk-free. I like it because it's safe, it's effective, it's been tested, and the results are guaranteed or your money back."
Here's the way to find Provia. You don't have to go looking for it in a drugstore. You don't have to go to any specialty store. You get on the phone and you call 800-543-5817. It's pretty simple, pretty easy, and boy, does it work. If your hair is falling out in the sink, you need to call 800-543-5817 and do it now. Results using Provia are guaranteed or you get your money back. And if you mention Dr. Ken's name, excuse me, you get a free month supply of Provia, free rush shipping, and a gift with your order. Not a bad deal. Four things for the price of one at 800-543-5817. The number again for Provia. You can go online to tryprovia.com if you'd like, P-R-O-V-I-A. But this way you can talk to a human being and get just what you want, ordered by dialing 800-543-5817. You know, Ken, I wanted to underscore something with regard to what you were saying about the risk of stroke. This is now because women are suffering sometimes the same things that men are because of the way they've gotten themselves into.
Even more.
Yeah, well, that's sort of something I wanted to touch because I don't think we talked about it. Oftentimes people assume we're talking about men. That's not the case here, right?
Absolutely. Since about 1988, more women than men each year have suffered death from circulatory disease throughout the body, heart attacks and strokes. So women think their biggest risk to their good health is breast cancer, but so much more of them suffer, unfortunately, heart disease. In fact, if you combine all the reasons why women die each year, it doesn't even come close to the number who die each year from heart disease.
All right, so get on board and make sure that you're getting everything checked that you're supposed to get checked. There are a lot of new routines, CAT scans and that sort of thing, new equipment that are being used, and Dr. Ken has some interesting prevention news up that alley. Plus a study of statin drugs coming up, because Ken is a cardiologist. This is pretty important stuff, and I have been skeptical, only because in the layman's way of thinking about it, statins had some things tied to them that I wasn't quite sure of, and Ken thought I ought to have a mild statin when I saw him last time. I haven't done that, but I'll tell you, when I heard you the other day talking about this, I'm probably going to do the statin thing, and if you've been considering it one way or another and haven't taken any action, I'm going to tell you to listen to Dr. Ken, because I think the information that, in addition to what it does for your heart and circulatory system, there may be some other reasons to consider taking statins. At any rate, we'll discover that, talk about it in a few minutes. 21 after the hour as we get into Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken here on the Good Day program.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. organization by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Let's get into your calls with your questions from the top of your heart to the bottom of your toes, top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Whatever is bugging you, you call Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Thus is the case with John, who's in Elmira, New York. John, on with Dr. Ken right now. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Hey, I got a real good one for you.
I could use a good one.
You got two or three of them? I'll take one.
Doug mentioned the statin drugs. Well, my doctor refuses to treat me, my high blood pressure, because of my alcoholism.
So what are you going to do about stopping being an alcoholic?
I guess it's destroying my liver.
Yeah, there's no news there.
Obviously, the booze is destroying my liver.
Yeah,
so. Right.
So what are you doing about stopping?
My answer is, but my blood pressure is...
Wait, hold on a second, sir.
I'm 69 years old, so...
Yeah, wait, just a second. The answer is to stop drinking.
Oh, you think I don't know that one?
Well, so why don't you?
I wish the heck I could.
Well, you can. Go ahead,
Ken. Yeah, I wish I could.
Yeah,
69 years old.
Doesn't make any difference. You're your own worst enemy.
John,
I'm turning my ears up.
I'm over the hill guy. The only thing I got left of my life is to fraternize with my friends, and all we do is drink.
Okay, John, give me a second here. The statins need a good, healthy liver, and you probably have evidence by your blood tests that the liver is not working well because of the cirrhosis of your liver from your drinking, I imagine. And have you joined AA? Have you ever tried it?
I've been there a million times.
Yeah, you have. Okay.
I've got two DWIs.
Okay.
I can't drive anymore because, I can't even get my license back.
Okay. So it sounds the conversation that you were having with Doug, and I use that word politely, it sounds to me
that's
like...
the good part. I can't drive anymore, which is good for
give me a second.
For everybody, including myself. But
give me a second, John. It sounds to me like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would it be correct statement, yes or no, that you would like to stop, but you're just unable to stop on your own?
Well, obviously.
Okay, well, so that's a yes, correct?
That would be correct.
That's correct. It sounds to me like you don't think your internist, your family doctor, is very sensitive to your situation.
Well, I enjoy drinking. excuse me. But I'm concerned about...
But wait a second.
Is there any other thing I can do for my blood pressure?
Well...
Because my heart beats like 100 100 beats a minute.
John, when you tell me you enjoy drinking, I'm not so sure you've convinced yourself you want to stop.
Why are we having this conversation? It's a waste of time.
But excessive alcohol will raise your blood pressure. You need to get on to a good diet, reduce stress. You need to talk to your doctor about medication that your liver can handle, and there are medicines. And I hope that your doctor will treat you. And you probably have what we call portal hypertension also, which is an elevated pressure inside another circulation that you don't usually measure from the outside of the arm. And this can cause bad bleeding in your GI tract. But I'm not so sure you've yet decided that you really want to stop. You haven't hit bottom yet, Jim.
I'm going to be nice now. I said what I was going to say because I've come from a family of alcoholics, and I know what created the alcoholism. Part of it's genetic, and some of it is desire and willful lack of wanting to take care of yourself. Who's in your family, John? Children?
They're all pretty much alienated.
Because of my
alcoholism.
So this isn't really about John. This is about how unbelievably powerful alcohol is as a drug. It's as powerful. We have these legalized. This is what's so crazy about what's in our country, Ken, the allowability of a man like this to have ruined his life because he can legally get alcohol or he can legally get tobacco, but he can't get other things. This is the craziness of the reality of inconsistency. Mostly, you can thank, by the way, John, you can thank Joe Kennedy, old man Kennedy, from the Prohibition era after that, who got lots of the stuff that you drink legalized, brought into this country. It doesn't help fix your problem. And frankly, listening to you, I don't know what does. I tried to get my mother for 25 years to stop drinking, and she couldn't or wouldn't, maybe. And so you hear in my voice an intolerance to where you are because there was no support for her. And there's no support for you because like going around in a barrel. They don't support you because you ruined and killed whatever affection they have. And you're so dependent on it because it kills whatever feelings that you have and makes life tolerable. It's not an easy fix. And I don't think you're, with what Ken just said, you're not ready. You're not going to fix anything because you're not ready to fix it. You've got to stop or you'll die. That's pretty much the bottom line. And so you have to make up your mind whether you want to live or you want to die. You want to die? Keep drinking. You want to, and that's, you just had a cogent conversation with us for 4.5 minutes, so you know how to think. So maybe you need to be thinking a little bit more. All right, that's the end of that conversation. 1:30, Dr. Ken here with Dr. Doug.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the weekend program that people all around the country find very helpful. Most listened to medical program on the air on the weekend, whether it be on the internet or whether it be on the radio. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program Monday through Friday. Ken's here with me on Saturday to help you as much as possible. If you want to be helped, you don't want to be helped, you call and waste a lot of time. Like the fellow did who called us before, good lesson in, and people say, oh, you're so cruel. You know what? In that circumstance, having lived through it for decades, is the only way sometimes to get people's attention. And you can tell it didn't get his attention. There was nothing we said that got his attention because he's not ready really to do anything. He's trying to find a way around the drinking and still stay healthy, and it's not going to happen. So it's sad. It is sad, sad, sad that people are so into this. And I wasn't being facetious when I said what I did about the Kennedy family. They enabled, in many ways, a lot of the liquor, the alcohol that comes into this country from overseas to be available and to be cheap.
That must have been very tough on you, Doug. As good a problem solver as you are, you could not get this one solved in your family.
Well, my mother died when I took care of my mother. For the last year or so of her life, because my sisters were gone, my father was gone, and so I was here, and it was more, the word that I can tell you that came to me when my mother died in June of 1971 at the age of 50 was relief. Relief for her, I guess maybe relief for me. There's a lot of stuff that you hold on to, I think, and you know, not to be too psychological about it, you have to work on a man who does something like that has to work on it a lot to get it out of his mind when it comes to relationships with women as you mature. And it's just sort of taken me till about now, honestly, to come to grips with what it was all about. And
I would believe that.
Yeah, it really has. And so in this circumstance, when I listened to that fellow, who is so lost in the alcohol. It is, people get so lost in drugs, get so lost in tobacco. And it has to do with oftentimes other things that are going on in your life. It's kind of like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Did he alienate his family because he was a brute and then he started drinking because they all left? Or did he start drinking and he became a brute and that's why all of his family has just left him?
If anyone's been able to help a family member actually get off alcohol, I'd love to hear your story.
Yeah, that'd be a good story.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
Meanwhile, Mary has called us from Quincy, Illinois. We've become quite an active station the last month or so. Mary, nice to have you on board. What can Dr. Ken do for you?
Yes, I have a question in reference to niacin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Sure, niacin. Yep. Sure, yeah, sure.
To lower cholesterol, I've been reading, I would like to try something other than medication. I'm not on any right now, and I was wondering, is it correct, and how many milligrams does a person take that it would do the job? I don't want to take too much.
Mary, let me tell you, when you take it in a multivitamin and there's maybe 25 milligrams, then it's a supplement. But when you want to use niacin to get your bad cholesterol LDL down, you're talking about an initial dose of 500 milligrams. It suddenly becomes a drug, and it should not be used without the help of a physician because it can wreak havoc on your liver. It can cause problems with gout. It can cause problems in other parts of your body. So I urge everyone, if you're thinking about niacin, please don't do it on your own because it becomes a drug. It becomes a pharmacologic substance. And let me say that I was a bit of a fan of niacin until a recent study in the last year showed that adding niacin to a statin actually makes things worse. Right. It's counterintuitive. We still can use niacin alone, but most heart doctors were adding it to a statin when we couldn't get the full effect with the statin alone. My own opinion, I'm going to give you, as the show goes on, some amazing new information out this week about the benefits of statins. These statin drugs, they've been around since the 1980s. They really haven't shown any long-term horrible effects. I have patients that have been on these for over 30 years. They don't have two heads. They haven't developed cancer. They're still doing fine. When I started in the 1980s to prescribe these, I was very uneasy about keeping people on these because they decrease the ability of the liver to make cholesterol. You know, the liver makes about 3/4 of the cholesterol, at least, in all of us, and in some people even more. They just have genetics which provide machinery that are too effective at making cholesterol. The body needs cholesterol. You can't have sex without cholesterol. The sex hormones are made of cholesterol. The cell wall is made of cholesterol. So you need some. The problem is when it gets excessive, it makes these plaques in the circulation, which leads to the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack, and the number one disabler of Americans, as we already said, a stroke.
All right. So, Mary, that help you out?
That does help me out. So it would be better to go ahead and just let my doctor prescribe a medication for the cholesterol and go with that.
Don't pull your own teeth on this one. It's too critical.
Mary, you're doing what I have done. I've taken niacin for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, Ken. And we have different dosages of it.
And it wears my stomach lining down when I hear about it.
That's why I probably will change to a statin. Ken told me when I had my physical with him last December to start on a low-dose statin, and I didn't. I've taken niacin, but I don't know.
They're now generic. They've been around since the 1980s. And I'm always a little, you know, I hear you as a guy who lives and breathes medical news and breakthroughs, but I'm always a little leery about new medicines because I know there's a lifespan, a life cycle where some of the adverse effects don't come out for a decade or so until enough people use the drug. And this is how I approach the statins, but they've been out now since the 1980s. Whatever problems are going to occur, we know about them.
See, that was what my reservation was. And so anyway, the old business of a word to the wise is sufficient, Mary. Hopefully that'll carry you through on this on your journey. 888-553-7536. My cholesterol, by the way, is, what was it, 184 or something the last time we checked it last year? But I have too much of the bad cholesterol. I don't have enough of the good stuff. And niacin is supposed to lower the bad stuff, but the statin, I'm trying to remember what pushes up the good stuff because the numbers have gone up a little bit.
Well, it's very hard to push up the good thing, and the seeking of a drug to do that has been very frustrating. If you there's smart balance products, that sort of diet has been shown to rebalance the good and the bad cholesterol. But just getting down to ideal body weight, not smoking, getting exercise, staying away from certain antacids has been shown to help, but it's really very hard unless you're on a very good, healthy heart diet, and even then to get the good cholesterol up much. And that's why I'm a strong believer in getting the bad cholesterol down very low with the statin, and then the HDL doesn't matter.
Well, the other thing, and I'm going to be very curious to see how this has affected. I started doing CrossFit a couple of months ago, and when you see me, you won't think you're looking at the same. I mean, it's not that dramatic, but it's pretty dramatic. And I think that that sort of thing.
Now my staff won't get any work that day.
I have hopefully the same influences at that time that I did last time. So I'll be a very good boy. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Let's take Stephen, who's in Clovis, California, with another question. Hi, Stephen. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hi. How are you guys?
Well, Steve.
What's going on with you?
I have a question about some joint pain. To give you a quick background, I do fall in a lot of those categories. I have diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol, but over the past 8 months, I've got them all under control. Become a little more in tune with my body, and I've been experiencing off and on joint pain, especially painful in my hips. When I sleep, the pain will wake me up and make me switch sides, turn over. And when I'm sitting in a chair, when I first get up, they'll be painful. I sit in a chair for a little bit at work, and but I do try to get up and walk around. But then all of a sudden it'll go away, and then rebound back again. I'll have it like 2 months on and a few weeks off.
Steven?
And then back again.
Steven?
Yes, sir.
With your high blood pressure, diabetes that you've gotten under control, is your height a little short for your weight?
Oh, I have lost 35 pounds. I'm 5'6", and I was 205. Down to 168.
Okay, so for how long of your life were you overweight?
Oh, gosh. Probably the last 10 years.
And are you pretty physical? Are you a pretty active guy?
I was pretty physical up until about 7 years ago, and then I took an office job. And I do go to the gym, and I do walk my dog.
Because you were, and I mean this politely, you were fairly obese, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And congratulations on all that weight loss. But arthritis, just simple osteoarthritis, wear and tear would be my first guess based on your obesity and as long as it was and being as active as it is, just wear and tear on the joints. But also what needs to be evaluated is whether you have any inflammatory arthritis, the way you describe what is going on right now. And this can easily be determined by some blood tests. With the length that this has been going on and the lack of other symptoms, it doesn't sound to me like you have an infectious source of this. It doesn't sound to me like you have an inherited genetic cause for it. It doesn't sound like you have a congenital cause for it. But I would definitely look into either the osteoarthritis or an autoimmune type or arthritis. And also, you know, I don't mean to scare you, but sometimes cancer can present as back pain, either directly at the site or from another site. At your age, you know, metastatic bone disease is always a possibility, and I don't want to alarm you, but I would not just assume that this is arthritis, the old-fashioned type, and I would let a doctor check it out, okay?
Get to work, Stephen.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. We're happy to help. 888-553-7536. You said that, and it brought back, it rang a bell in my mind. When Tony, my former wife, discovered she had breast cancer, it wasn't because there was anything going on in her breast. It was because she had a backache.
Exactly.
And she went to find her because she never had back problems. Not that, again, you want to scare people, but there's always a reason when you have something like that that you want to get it checked out. So back to the word to the wise, Dr. Ken. I was told by Alice Scipione, my fourth grade teacher at the Jonathan Maynard Elementary School in Framingham, Massachusetts, the first thing she said to us when we sat in our chairs, when she was telling us what to do and what not to do, and I can see her standing in her red dress. Isn't this amazing? I can remember the first, unbelievably old-fashioned. She looked at us and said, a word to the wise is sufficient. It was related to something else that was a part of the classroom instruction. I didn't remember any of the rest of the instruction, but I remembered her saying, a word to the wise is sufficient. And it's something that stayed with me all these years. So
I think teachers are so underappreciated. Look at how important this teacher has been on your whole life.
Oh, yeah. All the teachers. I can remember every teacher I had there. I can tell you, I can bring something out of my class. And the junior high school experience, the high school experience, same thing, college experience, the same thing. I loved school. It was great. So many people, but the educational system has changed so much now. I'm thankful that my daughter has pursued it as she's a professor at UCLA.
So any of you teachers, listening, don't give up.
Don't give up. No, but fight the system a little too. There ought to be this big thing this week about all the things that are being required in the new education laws and rules that are coming down from the feds. There's big resistance to that because really it's back to the same old crud of teaching to the test, you know, that kind of stuff, which it just doesn't work. There's no education involved in that. It's all learning things by rote. We've so screwed that system up, like the healthcare system. All right, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how to get a brighter smile in 5 minutes. When you're trying power swabs for the first time, you'll notice as you push it up into your gums and cleanse around the gums where the teeth go into the roots, go into the gum. If you've got soreness around your gum, it's probably related to the gunk that you've got on your teeth. So Ken's going to help you clean up your teeth.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven power swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe. That's why I like it. So the teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them too.
Here's what you do. Power swabs, as they remove those stains off of your teeth, work to get you a much more beautiful smile. The thing that you've always wanted. Maybe you had it younger, but you started smoking or drinking or tea, the coffee influence, all that stuff gets at your teeth. Here's what you do. You dial 800-867-4089 and try power swabs risk-free. Get free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken, and also the stain-out quick stick. I think it's about a $14 value. You get that free with your order for power swabs. Treat your teeth like you treat the rest of your body with respect. 800-867-4089. Direct from the manufacturer, cut out the middleman, and tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. They'll take care of you with that stain-out quick stick. A free and a very positive boost to your ability to keep your teeth white all the time. Use it on the run, if you will. 800-867-4089. That's the number for power swabs.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know, when you go on the internet, you see so much information about UFOs. There was a UFO spotted. Here's a picture of a spacecraft. Here is a picture of an alien. And there are interviews with human beings who were, in fact, abducted by aliens. Now, the question is, how many of us actually believe in these aliens? I mean, the fact of the matter is, we've never seen one on TV. We've never really seen a spacecraft. We've never really seen all the things that we're told to see. But yet the truth of the matter is most of us believe in aliens without any facts. Now, when it comes to our own belief system, do we rely upon facts to validate all the good things that we think can happen in our life? Most of us will say, there are no facts, therefore I don't believe. If you believe in aliens, I want you to take that same philosophy and believe in yourself. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You're pretty aggressive with the music this morning. Michael Fournier at the controls in our studio in Washington. Dr. Ken is in Florida. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts, and we are working on a good weekend weather-wise around much of the country. That'll be kind of cool as the fall settles in the next couple of weeks. Presents different health issues for a lot of you, and you can certainly feel free to call Ken with whatever your issue is while he's here at your service at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by PT9, the premium prostate health supplement.
Well, questions for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from this really good company called Chamonix, and it is revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms, and also help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
Prostate issues is simply a natural part of your getting older. The urgency to go, waking up repeatedly, it really disturbs your sleep and the sleep of your partner. That's why more women call this number than men for PT9, 800-811-6931. So if you've fit the profile for a while of who we've described here as a partner who's waking up with the partner and you're tired of it, you can take some self-protective advice and dial 800-811-6931 and say, how quickly can we get PT9 here? If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. No questions asked. That's one of the reasons Ken supports it. Call now and get a little extra added bonus. 800-811-6931. Again, that number to call now. Mention Dr. Ken, 800-811-6931. And you've dialed 888-553-7536 to get in. John, listening to WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi, John.
Good morning. I've got two questions related to the same topic. So I'm 6'2", 195, 54 years old with no risk factors other than a high cholesterol about 5 years ago. It was about 240. My HDL, LDL were getting out of whack. So I tried a couple different drugs. One statin made me itch like crazy. And then I think I was on niacin and I had really bad flushing. And then I finally got to try the drug that I had wanted to try, which is Crestor. It's a little more expensive, so they resisted. But anyway, I've been on Crestor 5 milligrams for probably about 4.5 years, and it's almost like a wonder drug. For all my numbers, I look like I'm a 25-year-old, you know, my cholesterol numbers.
It is the gorilla statin, and you're on an amazing low dose. It's dosed as low as 5 and up to 40 milligrams.
Yeah, that's what I'm on, 5. So no side effects whatsoever, no muscle pain, nothing.
Great.
My question is, number one, is this something that you can stop and see if you can modify your cholesterol with diet without being on a drug? And number two, what do you think are the long-term side effects, if any, on your liver for being on a drug like this for basically the rest of your life?
John, if you stop the drug, all of the benefits of the drug will go away. It doesn't change anything permanently. It works to decrease the ability of the liver to make cholesterol and to decrease the inflammation in the circulation and stabilize plaque when it's there. So it just depends on what's the risk of you taking it versus the risk of you not taking it. And I would need a little bit more information. But realize if you couldn't do it on your own and you did everything you possibly could with diet and exercise, which are both very important, and you had to add the statin, if you had maxed out on diet and exercise, then you're going to still need it. What is the long-term issues? We're going to hopefully this hour, next hour, get to some of the amazing long-term benefits. And what I would do is, and this is getting a little controversial, still the recommendation is every 6 months to get the liver function checked, but I think in the future that may be go by the wayside. Some people are yapping about that, but I still think that's a good idea. You know, watch the alcohol. For a guy, it's 0 to 2 a day. Watch the Tylenol, the acetaminophen, and I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, you got something good going there, John. Keep it up. Don't screw around with it. Stick with it. That was a good call. In the next hour, Ken promised, and I did too, that we get to some statin news. Didn't have time to in this hour. It'll be the first thing we talk about once we return in a few moments. News at the top of the hour and information from your local station. This is Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.